Of course, the new year is a time to make resolutions, set new goals. So what will President Obama's resolutions and goals and priorities be for 2013? Let's bring in Karen Finney, The Hill columnist and former DNC communication director, CNBC contributor Jennifer Rubin, author of the Washington Post Right Turn blog, Peter Suderman, Reason Magazine senior editor. All right, Karen, I'm going to you first.
All right.
I think his top priorities, or nearly so, are going to be immigration reform and gun control, both of which are very weak spots for the Republican Party. What is your thought?
You know what, Larry? We agree. Although I would add to that that obviously, given the structure of the so-called deal that we got, over the course of the last 24 hours, part two is going to clearly be at the top of the agenda starting next week, and obviously with the debt ceiling. So that sort of economic piece, but then in addition to that, absolutely immigration reform, and I would call it gun safety because I don't think there's much control going on, will absolutely have to stay at the top of the list.
And Jen, let's leave the economic stuff aside. We've done the whole show on that, and everybody's on that, and let's get sick of the fiscal cliff. I think the Republicans got a serious problem on immigration reform, okay? They're much too restrictive on that and kind of mean-sounding, mean-spirited. And secondly, on the gun control, or as Karen calls it, gun safety, I think the GOP also has a problem if public opinion is to be believed.
Yeah, I think I would certainly agree that on immigration, the Republican Party needs to really do some self-reflecting. When you have people like Rand Paul and people like Jeff Flake, who is now in the Senate, saying, listen, we have to look at this. The current system is not a law and order system. It's a lawless system. Frankly, we want to get some revenue into the system. Let's talk about the underground economy and get those people paying taxes like everyone else. So I think there's a lot to be done in immigration reform. To tell you the truth, I think given the dysfunction in both houses, I don't think we're going to get anything on the gun front, and this is why. Unless you have Mitch McConnell and or John Boehner pulling strings, nothing gets done in this arrangement with split government. And neither of those guys are going to be too keen to do anything on the gun front. So I think maybe you get some small compromises around the corner, but I actually think you might have a better shot at doing some immigration reform.
Actually, to put the GOP on the defensive, Peter Suderman, okay, look, I'm for the Second Amendment. I'm for hunters. I'm for rifles. I'm for hunting. I'm for handguns. You know what? I'm even for concealed handguns. How's that? But here's what I'm not for. I am not for these automatic weapons or semi-automatic weapons. I'm not for these 100 bullet ammo clips. I don't see what the heck that has to do with hunters, and therefore it ought to be changed. And I think the Democrats have a leg up on the Republicans on that issue.
I think that we're going to see a small push for some sort of gun control in the relatively near term just because it's a hot issue. I think the bigger push for Obama's second term is going to be immigration reform. President Obama likes blockbuster legislation. He likes big ticket overhauls. He wants to be seen as a transformative president. Immigration reform is one way that he could do that.
Well, but also remember that with immigration, I mean, we've got midterm elections coming up. So from the perspective of the Republican Party, I mean, you're right. They've got to change, not just change their tone, but change some of the policies and embrace the fact that a majority of the country, for example, supports a path to citizenship. So some of those key elements will have to be in legislation. And that will be important to both parties, frankly, when we get to midterm elections.
This is totally, Karen, geez, I hate to say it, but I totally agree with you tonight. This is totally.
I do too, which is even scarier.
This is totally a Republican weakness heading into another set of elections. There ought to be a path to citizenship. They'll pay their taxes. It can't all be harsh self-deportation. It can't be, you know, just control the borders. Mitt Romney's self-deportation may have cost him the entire election. I mean, Jen, Obama's very smart. In some sense, he's already broken the GOP on upper-end tax hikes. We're going to hear more on that. Now he might go right to another spot besides gun control, the immigration. Republicans are so weak on immigration.
Yeah, but, you know, Larry, they need to listen to you and Karen and myself. Listen, we are for opportunity. We're the opportunity party.
Right.
We're the entrepreneurial party. The biggest entrepreneurial act you can have is immigrating to another country and starting over again. This is something that should turn into a win-win. I hate that phrase in common parlance, but it surely applies this time. The president does want to win. He really disappointed Hispanic voters in the first term. He never brought anything up. But I tell you what, the president, unlike the way he has operated on other pieces pieces of major litigation, major legislation, excuse me, is going to actually, I think, have to put a plan out there and get behind it.
And
do
you
what
know,
George Bush did. George Bush gave it the college
I know,
try, put a
got,
plan out there, and got real close.
Bush and McCain and a lot of good people put their plan out and just got slaughtered. Peter Sertiman, last one to you. You believe for one nanosecond that this Congress and this president will generate substantial spending cuts and substantial entitlement reforms, which might help us stay out of bankruptcy? Do you actually believe that?
Not for a second. I think we're going to see fake spending cuts, fake entitlement reform. You know, President Obama talks a lot about his willingness to reform Medicare, to cut Medicare, but if you really look at what he's willing to do, it's small ball cuts. You know, he wants to change the way we pay providers, cut what we're paying to pharma, not the kind of real structural changes in benefits and entitlement reforms that we actually need that are actually going to get the program under control.
Sorry,
Don't forget,
Karen, I can't buy into you on that subject, Karen. We've done very well tonight, but not on that subject.
All right.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. Finish your sentence.
I just want to remind you that the president put some more substantive stuff on the table last year, and it was John Boehner who walked away. So
Lord.
A reminder.
All right, Jen, we're going to have to come at her next time. She's got that whole story. We're all wrong.
Yeah, she sure does.
Could we just, I mean, I don't know. Peter, you
are
right.
We agreed on something tonight.
Peter, it's just much ado about nothing. That's why I think Obama is going for these social issues on immigration and gun control. Thank you, Karen Finney, Jen Rubin, Peter Sertiman.